The word today is passion. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. David, the shepherd boy who became the second king of ancient Israel, was quite zealous for God, so much so that he was described as a man after God's own heart. But what does that mean? Certainly, godly attitudes are important, but more than that, it requires an intensity, a fervency in faith, such that an individual can be called a friend of God. Here to describe this further is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Passion.
We are in the 39th year of The Word Today being broadcast around the world. That's such an amazing thing, and next year we will have a big celebration here at our Shepherd Lutheran in Greendale, Wisconsin, the home of The Word Today. It will be the 40th year that we are broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's such a wonderful thing. We are currently in 65 languages around the world, many of those languages in places where it's difficult to get to a Christian group, or it's hard to get a Christian Bible to study the Word of God. And so it's such a privilege and a pleasure to bring the Word of God to you in all of these different languages. And we're so glad that you can hear the gospel of Jesus in your mother tongue, in your heart language. I hope that you'll invite your friends to listen to the program. You can always go to a computer or a phone and look at thewordtoday.org as well. And if God moves you to support the program, you can send a gift to The Word Today so that others can hear of the gospel in another language that needs to be reached. We're going to think, as we're discussing all of these different cultures, we're going to think about our perceptions of people in the Bible. There are many different characters, persons who are written about in the Bible, and I'm sure that over time you have picked individuals that you hold up as role models, as people you would like to be like. Some individuals might select one of the apostles. Another individual might choose Abraham or Moses, and we'd like to emulate their faith and what they did. Maybe Joseph in the Old Testament. One of the persons that I spend a fair bit of time thinking about is the man David, who was a shepherd boy and whom the Lord raised up to be the second king of Israel in the Old Testament. There is a statement made by Paul the Apostle in the New Testament book of Acts, chapter 13, where he says, discussing David in verse 22, "After removing Saul, he made David their king. He testified concerning him, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.'" That was the Lord speaking, saying that he really enjoyed David, this young shepherd boy who had been made the second king after King Saul had died. And there's an amazing statement about David that I have thought about for decades. This statement that God had found David a man after his own heart. That's just such an amazing statement. It's not made of other people in the Bible. David is special in the Lord's eyes, and I wondered for many, many years, what is it that made David, the shepherd boy turned king, so pleasing to God? And so we're going to do a little bit of a case study on the person of David and find out what it means that David was a person after God's own heart. First thing we need to realize about this is that there are other people who are pleasing to God too. When it says that David was a person after God's own heart, it doesn't mean that David was the only one saved. There were other great people of faith, Abraham, Noah, Joseph, the apostles in the New Testament. There were many people, thousands and thousands of people who were pleasing to God. So this isn't an issue of salvation where it's suggesting that if you're a person after God's own heart, you're saved, and if that can't be said of you, you're damned. Not in the least. This is simply discussing God's great delight and pleasure with certain aspects of David's personality and his faith and trust in God. I also have the belief, even though it's not written in the scriptures anywhere, but I have the belief that David was not unique in this respect. Certainly he was special, but I believe there's also other people who have lived in the past and who are living now, who are individuals that it could be said they're a person after God's own heart. In other words, anyone, if they apply themselves to seeking God and doing His will and being zealous for Him, could become a person after God's own heart. The phrase is interesting because it shows us about God's nature that He has passion, He has zeal, and He is fervent about what He does, and He is looking for individuals to relate to Him with that same kind of passion and zeal and fervency. So let's think about the fact that we have a God who is passionate, a God who is fervent, a God who is zealous. In fact, in the Old Testament, there are places where it describes God as saying He is zealous for His people. In fact, in the giving of the law in the Old Testament, God says He is a jealous God. He feels very strongly about the laws that He gives and His expectations for His people, but He is also fervent and loving of His people. One of the things that pleases God, it seems, and that David had in abundance, is intensity. That David did not do things halfway, and he did not let fear cripple him from standing for the Lord. And this was demonstrated when he was this young shepherd boy and ended up fighting the Philistine giant named Goliath, and how David stood with confidence in the Lord and went out to fight the soldier. This confidence, this zeal, would be very wonderful in the eyes of God. It would be very pleasing, the confidence that David showed in the Lord. Of course, also, David would have great skills as a marksman using a slingshot. In fact, he had killed a bear and he had killed a lion in this fashion, protecting the sheep. And so he shows his confidence in God and has great skills at the same time. We see that God loves viewing this characteristic in people. After all, people have been made in the image of God, and so God shows a desire and a depth of love for humans that He doesn't show toward animals and plants. Why? Because they're not made in the image of God. Humans are the closest beings, aside from the angels, to God Himself. And so He desires for us to express that same intensity and fervency in our relationship with Him. And that's why David was really a friend of God, a close friend. In the New Testament, we see something similar with the Apostle John, who is called the beloved apostle, that Jesus considered John his closest friend because of John's love for Jesus and probably his demeanor. And so we start to see these things coming together to teach us that God is passionate and he desires to see intensity in our relationship with him. How passionate is God for us humans? Enough that he would give his son Jesus Christ to die for us. That event is called the Passion. There was an American filmmaker named Mel Gibson who made a movie called that same thing, The Passion. And it was about Jesus intensely moving toward the cross, bearing the sins of the world, and in his intensity, doing what was necessary in order to defeat Satan, sin, and death. Well, God desires us to have an intensity about Jesus Christ. You can bet that if you are indifferent about Jesus, you're not going to be terribly impressive to God and pleasing to God. The Lord expects us to have a desire, a fervency in our faith. He expects us to have an intense reaction to the death and resurrection of Jesus and to commit ourselves to it and to be excited to share that information with our friends and family members, to live our lives to God's glory. And that's really what's at the heart of this phrase that David was a man after God's own heart. He loved God intensely. He desired to please God in his behaviors. That's why the Lord was able to say of David, "He will do everything I want him to do." Can that be said of you? Do you love God fervently, or are you kind of so-so? Well, you need to get with it. If you have not had zeal, get into God's Word. Recommit yourself. Repent of your sins. Make it a goal that you want to be intense in your faith, that you want to please God. You can move from being a bench warmer, a beginner Christian, to being a starter, a person who is fervent and zealous and leading in the name of Jesus. May God grant that you become a person after God's own heart.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.